Good morning, everybody. This is Pete O'Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle News, Seattle's Talk. We got a great show this morning. How are you doing over there, Lauren?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
I am. I've had like probably too many cups of coffee.
Same here.
But you know what? It's a good day. And we're in the nice part of the year here up in Seattle. And a big part of it is about sunlight. And even in the winter, a big part of it is about sunlight. Today, we're going to have a discussion with our good friends and sponsors, Pella Windows. We have Tessa Gillespie. She's back. How are you doing, Tessa?
I'm very well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. And we also have Trey Rainey back. It's good to see you, Trey.
You as well. Doing great.
Yeah. So let's, because this is kind of our second time going around, we're telling the story of Pella. And like I said in the first show, we used to install some of your windows. You guys have been around for a while. So I wanted to find out first, because, you know, the audience is still getting to know you guys personally, and I know they know your brand, Pella. But, Tessa, can you tell us a little bit about kind of what do you do in the company?
I am the retail sales manager. So I deal with customers that are wanting to replace windows in their own homes.
Okay.
And I get the consultants to the home and make sure that everything goes smoothly.
Okay, so you're doing the window retrofits, the changeouts.
Yes.
Okay. And then we have Trey Rainey over here. Trey, what is your role in the company?
So I'm the general manager for the Pacific Northwest. So okay. I cover the Portland and Seattle markets. And then we have three different divisions that we kind of segment to. So Tessa runs our retail department, which is, like you said, retrofit in-home replacement. We have a trade group, which is kind of single family, new construction, as well as heavy remodel, dealing with contractors. And then we have a commercial division as well that does hospitals, schools, you know, working with, what am I thinking, hotels, those kind of setups.
Okay, got it. So in this particular area in the Pacific Northwest that you run, Trey, what, like, if you look at percentages of like retrofit versus new construction versus commercial, what do you guys, what, how does it split out?
Our biggest segment is single family new.
Okay.
And we call it heavy remodel, but like working with contractors on remodeling.
Okay.
And then we actually have one of the largest commercial branches in the country. So we are in the top 10 in the country in terms of our commercial presence.
Wow.
And then retail is actually a growing market for us. Probably 3 years ago, we were pretty small residentially, and we've grown significantly every year in that area.
That's good.
Yep.
Headed by Tessa.
That's right.
That's good. What do you have a set of contractors that you work with that you vet and refer Tessa to do the installation, or how does that work with Pella?
We have in-house crews, and also have some external crews that we've dealt with and done business with for a long
but
time.
But it's nice you guys have your own in-house crews.
Yes.
That's great. So you can control the quality of insulation.
Yes.
And that's a big, we'll talk about that maybe a little bit, because even the best window, if you don't install it correctly, it's not going to be the best window. So I get it. Well, let's start. Let's kind of paint the picture of experience, kind of how, if clients are going to call you, and guys, make sure get a, like I always say, get a pad of paper and a pencil or your phone or whatever you want to do. I'm going to give you the phone number that goes straight to Tessa, right?
That's correct.
So you can ask for her with this phone number. I'll give that here coming up. But let's start, because I know there's, you know, when we used you guys in my construction company, I ran into the same thing. There was like misconceptions about clients and what they think it really takes for time, and they think it's a lot faster than it really is. So let's start, maybe let's walk through the process a little bit, Tessa, with, you know, you get a call, and then what happens as a next step?
A customer calls in and inquires about getting an appointment with a representative just to come out and give them an idea of what it'll cost and what it'll take to complete their project that their vision is of. So
is
they call.
Is that someone on your team that's doing that? That goes out to the home. Or?
Yep, the appointments come to me, and I figure out who's the best match for that appointment, depending on what that customer's looking to do and replace.
Okay.
And I send out a consultant, and that consultant brings a whole truckload of samples, or I should say, a carload of samples.
Okay.
And they basically show up and talk to that customer, figure out what that customer is hoping to accomplish, and figure out really what the major problem is, because they called us to replace, you know, their windows.
Do you have, I mean, No, I apologize for interrupting, but because this is on my mind, I'm sure it's probably on the mind of the listeners out there, is do you have like experts in like vinyl and fiberglass and wood, or how do you know how to send the right consultant out?
All of our consultants are well-versed in all of our different styles.
Okay.
So vinyl, fiberglass, and wood, they're all educated, and they're experts in all of them. So some jobs are a little more difficult sometimes, depending on the style of window, like if it's a bay or a bow window. I have specific reps that I send out to those because they're more complicated.
Okay.
But all of our reps are capable of doing the measuring and walking a customer through the process of all of those windows.
Okay. Trey, what she mentioned a bow window. What's that?
So bay and bow, we call them, I mean, they're kind of synonymous. Basically, think of like a window unit that's you have maybe a place to sit on it.
Yeah, it's a jut.
And you've got, it juts out from the home, and you've got maybe 4, 5, 6. I mean, I've seen them up to 8 wide where you've got kind of a little sitting area that's surrounded by windows, and we call that
the
airbow.
Those are nice to have, you know, especially kids reading or adults reading. You know, bring some light in all your room.
Yeah. They're pretty.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, they really are. I've built houses with those in them. We used to do that quite a bit. All right, so they're coming out and they're going to sit down now. How does the consultant determine and understand and listen and hear what the client, how does that all happen?
So the sales rep or the consultant just starts asking questions. And really, we want to find out what that customer wants and desires to change, what their vision is. Sometimes it's just to replace them, just so they have some a new look. Sometimes they are wanting to change the whole window or the whole door. They want to modify it a little bit. So we start by asking questions, what's most important to them. And then as we narrow down what that customer's looking to accomplish, we can narrow down the style that we show that customer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it seems like a lot of it's around form, fit, and function, right?
For sure.
Yeah. So how, and then there's the architectural style, right? So how do you, that's a lot to mix in there for the consultant to get across to the client.
It is. It is a lot. The appointment is going to be, you know, a couple hours long. Even if it's just a couple of windows, sometimes it takes that much time to figure out what that customer wants, to pick the color, pick the hardware, to make all those decisions. And we can pretty much do anything. So if that customer wants to do something crazy, we can do it. So the rep will sit down and make sure that they have all the information. They'll literally build a window in their laptop and be able to show that customer exactly what they would be getting.
Okay, great. When we come back, we're going to talk with Trey and Tessa about the different kinds of materials, like when would you pick vinyl, fiberglass, or wood? And then there's all the different kinds of styles. You got double hung, single hung, you got casement windows. All these things that factor into these choices. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters. Car Reader 97.3 FM, Seattle's news, Seattle's talk. All right, we are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Reader 97.3 FM. We're out here in Seattle, and we're having a good discussion here with our good friends and sponsors from Pella Windows. If you guys got your pencil and paper, you're going to want to talk to Tessa and her group. They'll get you fixed up on, you do all the kind of the retrofits, all of the existing homes coming.
Correct.
Coming back out. Her number, her direct line, and ask for her. We always do that. It's 425-236-6175. That's 425-236-6175. You can also, their website's really, really good too. Just as kind of a general brochure to see what they've got. It's Pella Branch. So it's Pella and then branch, branch.com/Seattle. Okay, that's where we all live. All right, we're going to continue our discussion here. So we left the last segment, Tessa, with this whole form, fit, and function, and then this architectural style, right? And there are some very distinct styles here in Seattle, as we know, or even in the Pacific Northwest. So, again, it's kind of this dance you have to do, right? And not offend the client, but at the same time, you got to help them go down the right path to make the right choice. How do you handle all that?
It kind of depends on really why the customer called us. Most customers that have a home that they need to stay specifically with an architectural design that is that kind of fits with that house, that home, they know that they need to do that. And they want to do that. And they want to, you know, usually that's going to be a wood customer, a wood window customer. And the special thing about Pella is we can actually make a window that will stay within that architectural design of that original
What's a
build.
Good example, like, for the Seattle market or Pacific Northwest where an architectural style matches a wood window very well?
Oh, my goodness. An architectural... Well, we have...
Some historical boards have protected properties, whether it's a commercial property or a home.
Okay.
And they will have codes that have to be followed or design intents that have to be met. And so we just actually launched a product last year, Architect Series Reserve, that is very much targeted at that audience of a very architecturally consistent product that is going to meet that design intent that the home was originally built upon.
No, it makes a lot. I saw that on your website. There's the architectural, the designer, and then that. What was a 450 series? What is that? Or is that?
It used to be called ProLine, so maybe you heard of it.
Yeah.
It's kind of the entry-level wood clad offering. So.
Okay, got it. The one, Tessa, that always comes to mind, because it's very prevalent here in our market, is the Craftsman home, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that architectural style just is like screams wood windows, you know?
For sure.
So that makes a lot of sense. And then... how do you deal, let's talk about form, because this gets into the style of, you know, the kind of functionality of the window and the form and things like that. So, Trey, let's talk about, like, because these are all questions I'm sure you get all the time, which is, like, when would I pick vinyl versus fiberglass? So we talked a little bit about wood, but how do you make a selection there?
Well, I mean, there's several different factors that I think our consultants help a customer guide them through those decisions. Probably the first one on everybody's mind is budget.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a budget in mind in terms of what they are willing and able to spend on the project. So those different product offerings are going to come with a different price point, as you can imagine. Vinyl being probably the lowest price point, fiberglass kind of in the middle, and then wood, you can go all the way up to all the bells and whistles if you want. But budget's a big factor. The other piece is, again, back to Tessa's point, what is the homeowner hoping to accomplish? Some customers are really just looking for replacing, you know, maybe something that doesn't open anymore. They want to add venting in an area of the home that is currently not operating window, you know, so they want to get ventilation. So really, that's where the consultant comes in and kind of helps guide the conversation and determine what is the right product. If the customer's main focus is budget, they're probably talking down the vinyl path. If the customer, you know, really is desiring blinds between the glass, for example, then that's in our wood offering. So that's kind of where the consultant comes into play to help guide that conversation of what are you trying to accomplish,
right,
and then what is the right product to meet that need.
That makes a lot of sense. If you just joined us, too, this is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. Having a good discussion here with Tessa Gillespie and Trey Rainey of Pella Windows of the Pacific Northwest. You guys cover, it's multi-state, right? I mean, you cover this area, but...
Oh, Pella's all over the...
I know you're all over the
entire
country.
Yeah, you're big. Country, yeah. Even into Canada.
Yeah. So I want to ask about, so we, you know, we talked about the vinyl. If I just to kind of help get their head wrapped, if I have head wrapped around it, so if I look at like vinyl versus fiberglass, is there like a percentage more... is it average, or how does that? Or
we
is
get
it tough
we
to,
get asked that a lot, and it.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
I know it.
People ask these questions. They want to know.
It significantly depends on the features and options that are picked. So you can get vinyl windows that are decked out with all of the potential options that we can get on a vinyl window that are more expensive than, say, a very basic fiberglass. But you know, if you think of a continuum, we've got three different options within vinyl. Fiberglass is its own little offering, and then we've got four or five offerings within wood. So that's where, you know, we it's not uncommon for a customer to say, "Hey, can you price this in vinyl and fiberglass?" And our software is very user friendly for the reps to be able to provide both of those in the home, so the customer can have options and say, "You know what? It's a little bit more for fiberglass or wood, but you know, I like that option better than, say, your vinyl. So,
sure.
Have, you know, again, that going back to it, we've beat a dead horse here, but the rep in the home is able to provide those, yeah, you know, decisions and help guide through those and provide pricing on, you know, give the homeowner a couple different options.
Got it. And Tessa, what is, like what Trey was talking about, like the different features that would affect costs, whether it's vinyl or fiberglass, what are some examples there?
Grills, different glass types, different frames. So like he said, we have three different options for vinyl, and each option increases in price. And because there's different, there's something different about each one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a million options. It's endless. So,
yeah.
But everything that you upgrade, you can upgrade your hardware. That would increase the price. We can pretty much make anything that anybody desires. And yeah, that's usually, everybody has a picture in their head of what they want in their home, usually, when we get there. And we do our best to help them, guide them through,
sure,
to the right product.
Okay. We come back. I want to talk to Trey and Tessa a little bit about some of the glass structure, some of the energy efficiency, the argon filled, all that kind of stuff. So you guys get a sense of some of the quality that goes into Pella windows. You can check them out at PellaBranch.com/Seattle or give Tessa a call at 425-236-6175. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle News, Seattle's Talk. We are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. Having a great discussion here with Trey Rainey and Tessa Gillespie. They're two individuals, general manager and sales...
Retail sales manager.
Retail sales manager. I got to get that right because we'll be talking about that in the future. But they're from Pella Windows. How long have you been with Pella,
Tessa? I've been there just under 2 years now.
Okay. And then how about you, Trey?
13.
Wow. You're a lifer in today's job world. Well, it's good. I know Pella's been around a long, long time. It's good product, guys. High quality. This is, you know, one of the things I've told you before. We have best of breed, and we're going to talk a little bit too before we end the show about installation, because that's very, very key. Even if you have a high quality window, you got to install it right. But if you want to give Tessa a call, if you're thinking about redoing your windows in your house, you're looking around and, you know, maybe, well, Tessa, let me, before I give the phone number out,
mm-hmm,
why don't you give them one or two indicators that maybe their windows are failing and they need to get them replaced?
Sure. One of the main reasons we have customers call us is the seals have failed and there's moisture between the two panes of glass. And it's very evident that, you know, you try to clean it and you can't clean it. You try to clean it from the outside, you can't clean it. It's, yeah, literally between the two panes of glass. So that's one main reason. Another reason would be if it's not operating or if it's not locking correctly.
Okay.
You definitely want, in this day and age, to have a window that locks correctly and functions correctly. And a third, air infiltration. You can feel,
or your house was built in the 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
It's all single pane glass.
Pane.
And
yeah,
you're freezing in the winter.
Yeah.
You need to jump into the 21st century. So, but speaking of that, let's talk about the different types. Before we get into the gas, let's talk about the different types of glass that you mentioned. So what do you guys use for your windows?
Glass.
Okay. Do you have any different types that you use, or is it all just same?
I don't know. Do we have a type of glass that we use?
Well, in terms of our standard is basically a low E coated,
yeah,
argon filled, okay, insulated glass. So
okay,
two panes of glass, coated with a reflective coating,
okay,
and then insulated with argon, and then that's the standard. So that's nothing we sell will be,
right,
less than that. And then in terms of additional upgrades, we've got additional coatings of low E. We've got Krypton gas as opposed to argon gas for better insulating value. So plenty of options in terms of glass upgrades. But the standard is phenomenal in terms of energy performance relative to your point. You know, you go in and look at a single pane piece of glass from, like you said, a, you know, aluminum window from,
yeah,
the 60s. Just dual pane by itself is going to be an improvement, but then you add in low E and you add in the argon gas. Windows, like anything else, are advancing from a technology perspective, glasses. Yeah. And so there's been a lot of advances in that regard. And so energy efficiency is a huge pickup when you know, changing from single pane to just like
saves
I said,
a lot,
standard.
Saves a lot of money. Yeah. I mean, over the year, or actually over a few years, you're going to save quite a bit of money.
And comfort, to your point, freezing cold in the winter and sweating in the summer. You know?
Yeah, it's kind of just do the proximity test. If you're in a 60s house with a single pane in the winter, go about within 2 feet, and if you can feel the cold, time to change your windows. That's what I always would tell them. Let's talk about the whole, you talked about this low-E coating, and you can add different layers. What, when you upgrade, this is a reflective coating, right? So it keeps the cold out, warm in, and then the hot days reverse.
Exactly,
right? But you can put on more than one coating on that?
You can go to a second low-E coating. Okay. So there's eventually you'd have two layers of low-E coating on each pane of glass.
Okay.
And then again, you've got the argon filling as kind of the standard, and then you can upgrade to a Krypton.
Yeah, and the Krypton, the difference between the Krypton and the argon is just my understanding, because I looked it up because I wanted to know. The Krypton just is a higher density gas.
Yep. So it's better insulating value.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, the best way, if you want to just kind of like visualize this in your head, if you had like a swimming pool and you wanted to throw basketballs in. So if you look at argon, there are going to be so many amount of basketballs you can throw in. But if you're going to do Krypton, you're going to have a whole bunch more basketballs. It's just a lot more density. Tennis balls, basketballs. But the thing is, the higher density has a better insulating factor, and hence, you know, why Krypton is superior, and it's more expensive too, I would
imagine. Correct. It is an upgrade.
Just because it's a higher density gas. Okay. So let's move over now to, types of windows. Can you help us understand, Tessa, like what is a casement window and where would you apply that?
Sure. A casement window is a window that basically you can crank out. And you can have all the bells and whistles with it. You can still put grills in it. But it's a good window if somebody is looking to not have a sliding window or a window that lifts. It's a good alternative. It's easy to use.
So you're just talking about like the hand cranks?
Yep, just crank it right out. We have hardware that it folds down flat on our frames and is very appealing and works well with all sorts of window treatments as well, which is a huge upgrade from the previous styles of cranks in the past. And you can change out your window. If you have a sliding window, you can add a crank window if you choose to. So you can change out the style of window if you want.
Okay.
It just depends on, you know, what you're looking for.
So
and,
when
and
I
the
come
size.
To you, if I want to have, say, like a horizontal casement versus a vertical casement, you can do either one?
Yeah. Okay. So a horizontal is an awning window. It cranks up, and a casement cranks out.
Okay. Got it. But if I want to have, say, like a more of a portrait look and I want to have the crank where it can open that way, you can do that.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's
and you can put them side by side and have them crank out.
Yeah.
Kind of like,
that's what I was kind of thinking. You know, almost like an accordion opened up. A
absolutely.
Bit. You know, around here in our climate, especially in the summertime, because we just don't get super hot. You know, a lot of people don't have AC, but to be able to open the windows and get some, you know, fresh air in is good. Especially it also clears out all the mold stink from the wintertime.
Yeah.
Which we have. Okay, so that's a good one. How about like a double hung versus single hung? What is that? What does that mean?
So a double hung lifts from the bottom, and it also has another panel that slides down from the top. So you can literally lift them both into the center, so you have air that comes in from the top and from the bottom. So a single hung window just lifts from the bottom. The sash just comes, rises up from the bottom.
Okay.
So that's the difference between the two.
Okay.
A double hung, our double hungs are pretty easy to clean. So you wouldn't think that, the top sash, you know, you kind of have to hang out the window and clean it, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't. They actually both tilt in. They're super easy to clean.
Okay.
Anybody can clean them.
But you don't have to take them off. You just tilt them in.
So they tilt in.
Okay. That's nice.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great. We come back. We're going to continue our discussion here on some of the other types of, we've got sliding bay windows, some awning windows I want to talk to them about. We're going to get into installation because this is another biggie. And I'm going to ask them about their warranties and maybe if they've got any current deals coming up, because that's always something, you know, it's nice to, if you can, you get a high quality window, if you could save a little bit too, or get better financing, that's a good thing. With that on, Pete, this is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. All right, we are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, and Seattle's Talk. Lauren, are you learning something here about windows?
I'm learning a lot about windows and the different
kinds. You're learning a lot about everything here. You get like a whole home university in my show.
I do. I don't even own a house.
Well, but you will. You will someday. You will someday. So this is all good stuff to know. My dad taught me all these trades, and man, oh, man, am I glad that he did. You know, rest his soul. Knowing things about construction and different materials and things like that, it comes in handy. You know, I used to be able to fix cars. Can't do that anymore. They're all electronic. But, you know, it's good. That's why we do this show, so people get educated. So when they do come to you, Tessa, you know, they kind of know what they're looking for, and that also can help you guys in your job too. All right, let's go. I want to talk about, let's finish the windows. What is an awning window, and where would that fit?
You see awning windows a lot of times at the top or the bottom of a fixed window, purely for air filtration.
Right.
Or not filtration, but
ventilation.
Thank you. And so you'll see a fixed window, and at the bottom, like a foot tall awning window that just kind of cranks out. Sometimes it's for safety reasons. Maybe it's upstairs and a second or third floor, so nobody can fall out of that window.
Okay.
You'll see awning windows out on porches, or sometimes outside of a kitchen, like behind a sink, and it'll crank up.
Yeah. Bathroom's good.
Yeah. Bathroom, you see them in every kind of
Good for ventilation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
And they're not normally very big because they're really heavy. So they're normally a smaller window.
Got it. Makes a lot of sense. Trey, I want to ask you, because this is something that I think it's a cool idea, having the ability to have the blind inside the glass.
Mm-hmm.
But my questions are, first of all, what happens? Does that blind ever UV fade with your materials?
So The low E coating is a protectant for that. So we don't run into that issue. And the other element of that is that there is accessibility to those blinds. So I think sometimes there can be a misnomer that the blind's between the glass, so I can't
if they break
it. Yeah, if it breaks or I need to get in, get access to it, you know, what do I do? It's called Designer Series is the lineup that has that. And there's actually a triple pane glass. So there's a dual pane IG.
Okay.
Then you have the blind or shade.
Okay.
And then a third panel of glass that is a hinging, we call it a HGP, hinged glazing panel, that actually has some lock points that you slide up, unlock, it hinges open. You can take the shade out.
Okay.
Yep. You can change your color when you know with your decorations. You can.
Wow.
There's plenty of options.
So the way I understand it, just so we're painting the picture, everybody, you have this double layer of glass. It's the insulative layer to the outside world.
Correct.
And then inside that is the blind, and then another piece of glass.
You got it.
Okay.
You got it.
Got it. Now, one of the things you brought up off air, I think, was really important to us. Is there's some people that have, you know, the big high ceilings. And having these blinds go all the way up and come down is super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do it remote?
Yeah, we have motorized options for blinds between the glass.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. And you can do the blackout shades for bedrooms?
We have blackout shades and light filtering shades. So if you have a new baby and you need new windows, it's probably best that you get a blackout shade.
Yeah. It is. Especially, we were talking about, you know, in the summer here, you have this extended daylight. And, you know, it wakes me up in the morning.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's nice to have that. So, all right. So that's very cool. I want to move over before we end the show segment here, though. I want to talk about installation, because you can have the best window in the world, but if it's installed incorrectly, not going to help you. So let's start with you, Trey. What are some things that you do as far as installation and flashing and those kinds of things?
Sure. I think first and foremost, there is an expertise or a level of expertise that we require of our team. So we talked about having some in-house install crews. So we obviously got an enhanced level of control with that.
Okay.
But we also have some very high requirements for subcontractors. So they go through annualized training to maintain their Pella certification, meaning they're following our practices, our methods. They're passing background checks, all of the things that we want to make sure that we
but
are.
But you do have formalized training?
We do. We do. Okay, and they have to complete that annually to maintain their
ability every year.
To install. Wow. Yep. Yep.
That's good.
But in terms of installation, a couple things I'd say that are important to look for. One is the type of installation. I'd say the two main types of installation that we do would be a full frame full tear out, which is basically tearing the existing opening all the way down to the studs and putting a new, completely new frame and unit in. And then we also do a pocket fit installation, which is essentially kind of breaking the unit down from the exterior. In a lot of cases, leaving in the old frame and then coming in with the new unit in behind that, tying it into the existing frame that was there. Okay. And the benefit of that is there is no interruption to the interior trim or casework that's done there. So
what do you do with the interface between the old frame and the new for the pocket fit, the new unit? How do you seal that off?
It's all part of our install processes, but as you can imagine, sealant, caulking tape, all of the normal installation components.
Okay. Do you guys have a specific flashing procedure on some of the new windows that aren't pocket fit?
All of our procedures have, like I said, specific install instructions that are all trained to for our subcontractors and our in-house. But we have Pella branded sealants, Pella branded tape.
Okay, good.
All of those things are Pella branded and color matched. So 27 colors, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
We've got color matched caulking for all 27
That's
colors
good.
So that it
That's
looks
good.
Nice
yeah, so
from the exterior.
It's a customized look.
You bet.
Okay, good. Now, I got to ask you this, Tessa, because this is on everyone's mind. I could just go out and buy like a vinyl window at a big box store. Why would I choose Pella? What's the distinction there and some of the things for them to consider?
Well, Pella is the manufacturer of the windows. We build them. We sell them. So we train our salespeople and to be experts in every part of the sales process.
Okay.
We install them. Like Trey just said, we have our own installers, and we are very careful to make sure that they are being installed up to Pella standards. And we also warranty the products as well. So it is a one-stop shop. You don't have to go and find your own installer or a contractor to install. We have the whole package.
Yeah.
And if you have questions, you just call one number and you get Pella.
Yeah, that's very cool. The other big thing, too, in my mind, guys, is you are getting something that's custom fit.
Yes.
That's huge. You cannot get that when you go to the big box store. So you get a custom fit that is suited specifically for each opening in your home, which is good. Before we go, just so you guys have sweetened the deal here a little bit, they got a summer special that's going on. You can get 40% off installation. Right?
Mm-hmm. That's
for
correct.
Approved
installation.
Approved
That's
installation.
Correct.
Or you can get 0% for 48 months, right? So
you
if
bet.
You guys, if you're in the market for windows, give Tessa a call. Her direct number is 425-236-6175 to take advantage of that 40% off installation, which that's significant, guys. I'm telling you, that's a good deal. And then, or you can get 0%. It's or, not and, but or 0% for 48 months. If you're doing financing, 425-236-6175. So, Tessa, thanks for coming on again. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you. Trey, as always, a lot
it's
of
a pleasure.
Fun,
thank you.
So, check them out. PellaBrandt.com/Seattle. With that, I'm Pete.
And I'm Lauren.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk.